waking up, finally. I thought I'd beaten you into a coma. It's good to see you're finally awake. Welcome back to the land of the living. You look a bit confused. Well, I suppose you would have thought that you'd be locked behind some steel bars right now. Instead, you're here with me. Surprise! No, they're not looking for you. I just told the police that I couldn't find your body, and you're probably crushed under some rubble or something. They quickly gave up the search after that, which means I was free to keep you all to myself. Why? Let me tell you. You and I go back a long time. As you probably know yourself, I think we first met, what was it, like 4 years ago or something? Since then, we've run into each other so many times, I just lost count. I remember the first time I saw you. That beautiful outfit with that long coat, that handsome face of yours, that powerful look in your eyes. I still get the shivers when I think about that moment. It was love at first sight. You know, it isn't a coincidence we ran into each other so much. Look at that wall over there. See? I've tracked your every move, kept a log of what you did, what your hobbies were. I even have a list with your favorite types of food. This whole wall pinned full of all the stuff I love about you. I guess it's my own little shrine. I made sure that every time you went out to commit a crime, I was the only one to get there first. Not those other dirty bitches and the other hero agencies sent who wanted you all to themselves, but me. I am the only one who gets to fight you. No one else. You are my enemy and only mine. What? Crazy. Me? I'm crazy for you. Though you've stolen a lot of stuff in your life, the most important thing you've stolen is my heart. Since the first time I saw you, I couldn't stop thinking about you. Ugh. It was always so annoying to remain in character when I saw you. The public always expects heroines to be stoic and calm and all prim and proper. When in truth, at the end of each of our fights, my panties were soaking wet. A couple of times, I almost couldn't even contain myself. Those journalists should see me now. Since I first saw you, I knew we were perfect for each other, and I made it a goal to make you mine and just mine. But you were too strong, and you got away every time, but you never killed me, even when you won. Which means you love me too. Otherwise, you would have finished me off, right? Oh, don't give me that. This is just a little game you played with me. You wanted me to capture you. You love me too, and you know it. I know it. You wanted this to happen, didn't you? And I finally won our little game. Oh, I'm just so happy. Now I can finally be together with my true love. Because everyone thinks you're dead. Nobody will come looking for you, and nobody would expect me, of all people, to have you locked down here. Which means I can keep you all to myself forever. Oh, don't try and struggle. I made sure you were strapped in tightly to this bed. These cuffs around your arms are a little invention I commissioned just for this particular occasion. They make sure you can't use any of your powers. We wouldn't want you, well, we wouldn't want you getting out of here now, will we? I know you love me, but this is just to be sure. Oh, and if you want to scream, go ahead. My lair is completely soundproof and hidden away, so trust me, no one will hear you. And also, if I had gagged you, I wouldn't be able to do this. I can't believe we just had our first kiss. I want more. I need more. You taste so good. I can't get enough of you. Let me straddle you. You look so damn hot. All battered and bruised under me. You look like you're getting all worked up, aren't you? You like my outfit? After I saw you the first time, I made some improvements to it. Just a little more cleavage, a bit tighter on my to accentuate my curves. My fighting moves got a little bit more suggestive every fight to make sure you would notice me. But I've teased you long enough. Now it's time for you to see the real thing. Just let me pull my top down like this. Now that I have your attention, didn't think I would be hiding these under my suit, did you? If only you could wander your hands all over my breasts, feel you wrap your hands around my ass, caress my hips. It turns me on so much. But not yet, my love. I know you love me deep down, but you're still in a bit of denial, it seems. It's okay, though. I will help you see your truth soon enough. It seems your body already stopped denying a little while ago. I can feel your cock pressing into me. That turns me on so much. I can't hold myself anymore. I need to taste it. I need to have you inside my mouth. I've restrained myself for far too long. Just relax, my love, and let me suck you off. That's it. God, you taste amazing. Oh, I'm so happy. I've been waiting so long for this. After all these fights. This whole cat and mouse game. You're finally mine. All mine. Yes, please moan for me. You know you love me too. Those sounds are so hot. You're so hard for me, throbbing in my mouth. It feels incredible. How do my soft lips feel wrapped around your hard cock? Let me take you a little bit deeper, like this. This is everything I've ever dreamt of. You make me so happy. Everybody always talks so mean about you on the news, but I knew you did it just to get my attention. And it worked. You got me sucking your cock right now. Let me run my tongue around your shaft. Like this. You taste so good. You're trembling so much. Don't come yet, my love. I need that cum of yours in my pussy. Yes, in my pussy. I'm gonna pull off these panties. I won't need those. They're soaked anyways. Now let me straddle you again and kiss those beautiful lips. I'm gonna grip your cock and lower myself down. Yes! Oh my god, you feel even better than I thought. Oh fuck, you're amazing. Oh, I'm gonna ride you until we both come. Oh, and you shoot all that cum deep inside of me. Oh. You're all mine, and no one's going to take you away from me. Oh god, no one else is going to fuck you, it's only me. Your only true love. Oh god, you feel so fucking good. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. I don't ever want to stop this. I don't ever stop, please. Oh, yes. Buck into me. Oh, I knew you would see me that way. Oh, I know you want me just as I did. Oh, I know you want me to. And now you're all mine. Oh, all of you is all mine. Yes. Yes, just like that. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Oh, I love you. Oh, but I wonder what the media would think. Me riding the biggest enemy until he shoots his load into my warm, tight pussy. Those other super-powered bitches would be so jealous if they saw us right now. But they can't have you. And even if they tried, I would throw them through a building. You're mine, and only mine. Come here and let me kiss you again. God. Oh, you're getting close, my love. Oh, I've waited for this for so long. And now I want you to come. Oh, shoot it inside of me. Oh, I know you're close. Oh, baby. Yes, almost there. So close. Oh, yes. Yes. So warm. It feels so good. Thank you. Thank you. Release you. I'm sorry, my love, but that would be a bad idea. I know that you're really mine, that you really love me. But until then, you'll be here just as my plaything. If you really love me, you wouldn't mind that, would you? This is so perfect. My shrine is complete. Oh, I've added the best item yet. You! And trust me, I will never, ever let you go, my love. But now I have to leave. I still have some interviews to give about my victory over you. It annoys me how much. But because they're always talking so badly about you, and it makes me angry. Nobody will insult my love. But they will know the consequences. You remember that one time that reporter disappeared a month ago? She said some really mean things about you on TV. I made sure she would shut up. Forever. I hope nobody makes me angry again today. Anyways, I really have to go now. I'm so sorry. But don't worry, my love. I'll be back soon. And then we'll go for another round. And another after that. Prepare yourself for a lot of lovemaking for the rest of your life. I'll see you soon, my love.